Second Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. Do you ever just look at the culture of our nation today and say, it is doomed. What good can I do? In 1 Kings chapter 17, we read about the prophet Elijah. He could have said the very same thing about his nation. He was from a small district called Tishbe in Gilead, a nondescript little place. Elijah might have been from an insignificant place, but he had a very significant faith. And when God moved in his heart, Elijah went forth and pronounced the judgment of God before the wicked King Ahab. The Bible records that it was this same King Ahab who had done more than all the kings before him to provoke God's wrath. Yes, Elijah went before the king with boldness and conviction, saying, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." What made Elijah so bold? Elijah knew the one who had called him, and he was obedient to follow where the Lord led. The question is, do you know the one who calls you? Do you know his voice? God is searching for faithful hearts to carry a message of revival to this generation in our nation. He may be calling you even now. Will you be obedient to follow him? Please join us next week.